they developed hundreds of different brands all across the United States. So besides just being on a platform, we are opening up doors to be able to do marketing on their own new level. And our goal is for our clients to succeed, because if our clients are successful, we are successful.
From the Pod Connect Studios, high in the Rockies at the beautiful Beaver Creek Resort, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today on the MJ Bulls Raising Cannabis Capital Podcast, we are joined by Jonathan Bahoon, the founder and CEO of Weedar. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dan. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a big pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really excited to dive right into it with you, because Weedar is a loyalty and distribution platform for cannabis companies. And when I first wrote it down, it sounded a little bit vague, like it could mean a lot of different things. But when you get on your website, it's not vague. It's really straightforward what you're doing. And who better to explain what needs you saw in the industry and what drove you to this idea?
That's a great question. I've been in the industry for almost 9 years now, and started from a delivery driver, made my way up to license owner today. We have our own dispensary. And during this journey, I just, like, one of the dispensaries that I was managing, we're seeing from 800 to 1,000 people a day. And it just clicked to me that there is no good platform for people who smoke daily, who spend 400 plus monthly on cannabis. There is no good platform for them to spend that money wisely and get the most for their buck. While we're digging into it, we find out that most of the loyalty programs in the market are attached to the location, and they're like pretty simple. I call it gas station style. Spend $100, get 100 points, collect 1,000 points, get us $10 store credit, which is better than nothing. In the same time, I believe it's all about the experience. And one of the core values that we have in the company is gamification. We want to make it interesting, engaging. So because most of the loyalty programs are attached to a location, there is just no such tool for a cannabis brand to be able to communicate with their customers directly and be able to track their customers regardless of location. Mm-hmm. That's a problem that we notice, and that's a problem that we are solving today with Weedar.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I know I've seen studies before how substantially more expensive it is to raise a new customer than it is to maintain an existing customer. And I think what you're doing is designed in a lot of ways to keep the existing customers in place. Is that one of the real advantages to companies working with you, is maintaining their existing client base?
That is right. We position ourselves as a customer retention and loyalty platform. So keeping customer and make sure that customer is happy, that's one of the things that we believe every brand must do. And we're here with the tools that can make it real.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those ideas that you have or you've been implemented within some of the companies that you work with.
Yeah, Weedar is not just one product. This is an ecosystem where we have, first, and that's where we started with every brand, we provide an individual QR codes that brand has to use to label every single item that they're distributing among dispensaries. With that QR code, first of all, this is counterfeit protection, and customer knows that he's getting a real product from a real company. Each QR code is individual. So another thing that you can do with that, you can assign number of points a batch or one single item. Mm-hmm. Brand can use a sticker as a tamper evidence, which is required by cannabis law here in California. And we offer a customization of this page that the customer is going to see when he scans a QR code. We offer a customization. Basically, think about it as a link tree where you can have all the information that you want your customer to see just on the one page. So you don't need 2, 3, 4, or 5 QR codes anymore. Being onboarded on WeDAR gives you an opportunity to have just one QR code the customer is going to scan. And it's, as I said, individual. So it gives you a really advanced capabilities in terms of what you can do in designing your loyalty program.
I see. And like within that framework, you can provide like free swag or maybe discount on products or maybe free products. Is that based on however you want to design your internal loyalty program, but you make it so that it's really easy to track, monitor the activity.
Yes.
I see
that. Exactly. This is completely up to brand to do the math and what makes sense for them. Like, is it like if you buy 5 products, you get one for free, or you need to buy 20 of the same products to get something for free? And regarding rewards, brand can come up with any idea how they want to reward their customer. It could be tickets to event, it could be a t-shirt, it could be a free product. There is no limitation for that. It's very intuitive, very straightforward. Upon onboarding, for each brand, we offer full support in terms of we have like account managers that handle from 4 to 6 brands, and Monday to Friday, our account manager is reaching out to a brand admin on the brand side to make sure the catalog is up to date, all information is correct, list of dispensaries where you can pick up the product is up to date, promo product selected properly. We do have some recommendations how to do it better. And we also offer a separate package in terms of marketing. We give it full marketing support. We partner up with one of the most famous and experienced marketing companies in the cannabis field called Week & Mortar. That company is more than 17 years in the cannabis market. Mm-hmm. They developed hundreds of different brands all across the United States. So besides just being on a platform, we are opening up doors to be able to do marketing on their own new level. And our goal is for our clients to succeed, because if our clients are successful, we are successful.
This show is Raising Cannabis Capital. And so I always ask all of our guests if there's an opportunity or some they see on the horizon where maybe they will be raising capital to fund their growth. Will there ever be an opportunity for investors to partner up with you?
Of course, we're always open to partnership, either to bring somebody as an investor or maybe partner up in a different state. For example, in terms of do we have a next round of investment open, the answer is no. And we do have many other ways to make money together with the people who are willing to do so. So
I see. Well, I think the key to what you said, probably the most important thing, is the experience that you had, starting from being a driver right down to the, getting a license to run in your own dispensary, and then applying all those things that you learned, I'm sure gives you a huge advantage in this marketplace. And I'm going to say, if anybody who is interested in growing their brand, there's nothing more important than retaining your existing customers. They're so expensive to get, and there's so many people that would love to have them. Sometimes people take them for granted. They're always looking for the next customer instead of just like, let's just keep the customers we have. And I'm going to have all the links to Weedars in our show notes. So if you're find yourself in that position, I think somebody from Jonathan's team would love to talk to you, give you some ideas as to how you can better retain your existing client base and grow your company. And if you're interested in maybe investing, I'm sure he'd be happy to talk to you. Jonathan, I wish we had more time, but I really appreciate you explaining everything that you're doing, and excited that you're helping out these businesses, because now, this time right now, with the way the industry is, they need help like this. Everyone needs help. So this is great. And thanks for being on the show.
100%. One few more sentence that I want to leave for brand owners out there. Dear colleagues, if you understand the value of having a database of your loyal customers with the verified information, you will be happy to hear that with Weedar, your customer acquisition cost varies from 50 cents to $3, which is insanely low. If you go to any other channel, such as social media, it's going to start from $30 and up. So for everybody who is caring about their brand, I don't know any other solutions that I can offer such a wide customization to, in terms of building a loyalty program and such a low user acquisition cost. Come check us out. You're not going to regret that.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Season 1 of Dope History is now available at dopehistory.com. Dope History weaves you through the lives of those who have been touched by cannabis or have had an influence on the events that shaped our laws or relationships with this plant. You'll hear tales from Frenchie Cannoli, Keith Strop, Eddie Lepp, Tom Alexander, Ed Rosenthal, Wolf Seagull, Jorge Cervantes, and Tommy Chong. Available now at dopehistory.com.